Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. It is Monday, September 7th, 2015, and you have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black, and I am your host today. I'm going to have a couple of guests on here in a little while. Happy Labor Day, right? It's Labor Day in the United States, and Wikipedia says that Labor Day is celebrated on the first Monday in September, and it honors the American labor movement and the contributions that workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. So thank you all so much for being part of it. Thank you for tuning into the show, and thank you for your contribution to the prosperity of our great country. And if you're listening overseas, for doing your best for your country, too, and for the world. I mean, it's very, very, very important that we all have the highest well-being that we can. That's why I'm a life coach. That's why I have my practice called Pull It Together, where I help people move forward. I think that as individuals, we can make a great contribution to our families, our circle of friends, our communities, our countries, and our world, right? So it all starts from the ground up, for sure. So anyway, hope you're having a great Labor Day. You know, I know a lot of people are out on picnics and stuff like that, but, you know, I'm actually broadcasting to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio, from the home that I grew up in. I'm here with my dad, and he's going to share in a little while about what friendship actually means to him and what it's meant during his life. And I have another great friend who is on the line, and she's going to share also, my friend Marty Dismuke. So I'm looking forward to hearing from them shortly. But, you know, I hope you're all maybe having some good family time yourselves or time with friends. But being here, I flew up here for my cousin's wedding. I live in Tampa Bay, Florida. And just really great to connect with a lot of people that I haven't seen for quite a while, some friends and also my cousins, my family, and even some distant family members that I really haven't seen for quite a long time. So, you know, it got me to thinking, you know, about our relationships. So, you know, here's the question for today, and certainly if you'd like to join in the conversation, you definitely may. I've got the chat room open here on blogtalkradio.com, and I also have a guest call-in number. That number is 646-668-2473. Again, 646-668-2473. Well, I know that my friends are very important to me, for sure, but, you know, what is a friend? I know that for many of us, over the course, turned a wrong corner when we've chosen a friend, and we ended up feeling maybe betrayed, and you know, and very sad, and maybe we've had a friendship breakup. But I think a friendship, you know, really it can come in many shapes and colors, right? Certainly we have different relationships, and I would say that in some way they're all built on friendships. Now, of course, acquaintances, it's a different thing. Coworkers, you may or may not be friends with your coworkers. You may be more acquaintances with them. That's okay. You know, hopefully those relationships are based on a mutual respect. If you're in line at the grocery store and you see the same clerk on a regular basis, you're not friends, you're acquaintances, but, you know, hopefully you have a good exchange with them. But I think that friendships, actually Wikipedia says about friendships that it's a relationship of mutual affection between two or more people, and it's a stronger form of interpersonal bond than just an association, right? So that's what we're talking about today, the people that we actually, you know, connect with in our lives, you know, and have an exchange. Now, at the wedding Saturday night, and congratulations to my cousin Kelly, definitely. Very beautiful wedding, very, very enjoyable time. But at the wedding, I saw a lot of people. Now, I saw people that are older than me that knew me when I was growing up. You know, now that I'm an adult and we have a friendship, some people you really, really connect with. So you may not keep in touch with them all the time, but when you see them, you know, maybe a year goes by or a few months or even a couple of years, but when you do see them, you really, really enjoy the connection. I saw a very good friend, and we exchanged them, you know, we kind of caught up with each other and really encouraged and supported each other in probably a 15-minute conversation, right? Now, I don't even have her phone number, right? But I saw her at the wedding. So, you know, and I would definitely consider her a friend, but she's not the friend that I do my life with, right? My dad is my dad. He's my parent, but he's also my friend. You know, I feel in many ways, you know, we're very, very close. Maybe we know more about each other than almost anyone else in our lives, right? Because we've done life together for as long as I've been alive, you know, for sure. My son, I got to spend time with him and his wife and their little guy, right? And this weekend, which was great. And I think my son and I are friends, you know. I'm still his parent, you know, always will be, you know, that's how that goes. But, you know, we've developed into a friendship. So, you know, and certainly if you're in a romantic relationship, hopefully the very first thing that happened when you started dating and getting to know each other is you became best friends, right? You became friends. Friendship is very, very important. That's, you know, there's a different twist on a romantic friendship, you know, romantic relationship. But yeah, you know, and then there are the very, very close friends that you have that you actually do life together. You know, you call them on a regular basis. You see them on a regular basis. They're the people that, you know, if you're in crisis, you can call, you know, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Everyone needs someone like that in their lives. You know, we all do. No man's an island, right? We were meant to be in community with each other. You know, if you're struggling in this area or really in any other area, anything that's holding you back from living your highest and best well-being in your life and living your best life, doing the actually accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish and living the life that you want, then please call me because I can help. I offer free coaching sessions, free strategy sessions. You know, I would be honored to just, you know, take some time, make an appointment with you and speak with you to see, you know, give you some tools that will really make a difference for you and also see what I can do to help your process. I have a 6-month program called Thrive. It's all about getting you past the things that are holding you back so you can really, really live your life. It's a proven method. These tools really, really work if you commit to the program and you follow my simple instructions. That's it. It's pretty easy. Commitment, you know, some people aren't ready to commit, and that's okay wherever you're at, you know. But anyway, my direct number that you can call me at is 546-0767. You can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Find me on Facebook under Pull It Together. And so many ways to get in touch. Check out the website. It's Erica Black, ErikaBlack.com. All right. So back to friendship, one of my favorite, really favorite topics here. You know, friends should be people that you can depend upon, right? And to be a good friend, of course, means that you return that favor, that you're dependable, that, you know, you're there for your friends if they need a hand. You know, so it's kind of, you know, we help each other out, right? I know at the wedding they read a scripture from Ecclesiastes, and it says, two are better than one. If one falls down, the other one can help pick them up. I don't know a better metaphor for friendship, really, you know. We're there to help each other. You know, so another aspect of friendship I think that's really, really important is honesty and vulnerability. We don't really like to be vulnerable, I think, you know, as a society. And like I talked on parenting a few weeks ago, right? So check out that archive if you'd like to hear about Parenting 101 and my take on that, for sure. But I was saying that one thing that, you know, we teach our kids how to be independent. You know, we teach them how to cut their steak and how to get dress themselves and brush their teeth. You know, we teach them how to handle the business of life. But in doing so, a lot of times what happens is we forget to keep encouraging their unique qualities that are their authentic person, right? Kids come into the world, they don't have a filter. They're fully themselves. They're creative. They love to explore. They love to learn. They're excited about, you know, daydreaming and imagining and creating, you know. So sometimes when, you know, we learn to be in a role, right? So our role then is what we present to people. It's not necessarily the essence of who we really are. It's our persona that we give to the world, right? There's a difference between who we are on the inside and who we present ourselves to be on the outside. Now, if you're going on a job interview, I would put the very best persona out there, you know? You know, if you're meeting someone for the first time, you know, it's all boundaries. I wouldn't just, you know, open up and share everything. You know, there are inappropriate things. But if you have a really close friend, you know, if you have a close friend, if you're in a marriage, if you're in any type of close friendship, then I think it's really, really important that we're able to be ourselves. You know, we impress people with our strengths, right? But we connect in our weaknesses because everyone's weak. Everyone has, you know, I mean, no one's strong all the time. We all have issues. We all cry. We all have heartaches. You know, we all have points where we feel like we're inferior or that we can't, you know, accomplish something, you know, and then our friends, being good friends, can listen to us and encourage us and help us, you know, come alongside of us, you know. We connect when we share. You know, a lot of times we don't like to be vulnerable, right? But it's vital, and it's all a matter of trust. You know, when you're in that friendship, once you explore each other, you talk with each other, you walk a little ways together, you can determine who you can trust, who you can be all the way honest with, you know, because we all need to share. And sharing, like I said, we connect in our weaknesses because then we know that we're not alone in those weaknesses, you know. You know, we all have strengths and we all have weakness. You know, life isn't a tidy thing. You know, it can be really, really messy. And, you know, it's a really good friend that can come into that mess and not hold anything against you but love and support and encourage you to be the very best in that circumstance that you can be. And, of course, you know, that's a vice versa type of thing. You know, that's something that gets turned around in a really good friendship. You know, so I have a question. Are you guys too proud to ask for help? You know, sometimes we think we need to be the strong ones all the time. We need to, you know, handle everything. So what happens when we can't handle everything? You know, I think if we isolate ourselves and we don't reach out, you know, that's not only robbing the other person of the opportunity to be a friend and to do something generous and loving in your direction, but, you know, you're, you know, in your isolation, there's a lot of, you know, there can be a lot of pain and a lot of depression, right? So, you know, let's get over that, you know, let's learn how to live life together, do life together, and really be able to depend upon each other, right? So, okay. I'm excited. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my father. He's been a great dad to me for all my life. He's retired. He lives alone with my cat. Actually, when I moved to Florida, I left my cat. Now, really, it's his cat. I mean, they're just the very best of friends. But he's got a wonderful, wonderful group of friends. In fact, he was out with them this morning, and he's got obviously a lot a lot more friends and a lot more relationships. But, you know, he had a great time. He gets together with a group of men every Monday morning. And, you know, I'm really, really happy that they love and support each other, and they've been friends for a long, long time. So I'm going to introduce my father, Paul Greschel. And hi, Dad.
Hello, Erica.
So I just wanted to, you know, get your take. I mean, you've lived a lot longer than me, obviously, and you've had many, many friendships over the years and great relationships. So, you know, what does friendship mean to you?
Well, friendship is one of the most important things in life, because you can always share your joys and your sorrows with them, and be very intimately, and you can get a lot of support and give support to your friends, and you don't have to apologize for not being perfect. So it's very valuable through the years, and when you're starting out in life in school, you make a lot of friends, and many years later, you come across these friends, and you know, or you may have seen them occasionally, and how great it is to have those acquaintances and renew some of the memories that you shared together many years ago. So it's invaluable. We have our own small circles of friends, but then we have a whole bunch scattered out across the country and maybe even overseas. So we never, grow older, I remember so many of those past relationships, and they've been so valuable to me.
Yeah, absolutely, Deb. But, you know, I just have a question for you. Did you say that you weren't perfect? Because I was kind of under the assumption that you were.
I'm far from perfect, but a real friend knows that and realizes, and they overlook some of the things I say or do.
I know, I was just teasing you. Because, you know, certainly I respect and honor and love you. You've been a great dad, but, you know, we haven't always seen eye to eye. We've had some difficulties, but, you know, we've worked through them, right? And that's... And that's what real friends do. That's the mark of a real relationship, to be able to forgive and move past things, right?
Absolutely. That's what friends do. We all stumble and fall some of the times, and a friend is always there to help pick us up and get us back.
Yeah, that's for sure. So tell me tell us a little bit about your men's group. You've known these guys for a very long time, right? A lot of them.
Oh, yes. Well, we're all up there in age. Variations, but we meet every Monday morning, and we have breakfast and share a scripture, and we pray for the needs of a lot of people that we know, and we just have a great time of fellowship, and it's so important to me to be there and share each week as much as I can. And it's a real blessing, and it gets the week started off very good.
That's awesome, Dad. Well, I am certainly, certainly just beyond grateful that you're in my life, and I love you very much, and glad that we're such good pals. I really am. It means the world to me.
You're my daughter, but you're also my friend.
Oh, that deserves a kiss, you guys. Thank you, Dad. Thanks for sharing. All right, well, I have my very, very good friend also on the line from Florida. She's one of those friends that I'm doing life with, you know, that we depend upon each other, and, you know, we have sleepovers and everything because we're girls, and I know guys don't do that, but anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Marty on the line. Hello, Marty.
Okay. I hope you're having a good time in Cincinnati.
Oh, it's been great. I fly back tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to that, too. But I've had just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Good.
Thank you. So, Marty, we're really good friends. And I just, you know, since we've known each other, we've gone through quite a bit together, right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does friendship mean to you?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've learned over my life that there are givers and there are takers. And I am definitely a giver. It brings me happiness. And all my friends and my husband, I've always hooked up with takers. And it gives me a certain amount of pleasure to be a giver. But and that's how you and I really got to know each other, because you were hit by a car and I took you in for 3 weeks and I cared for you. And that's when we really became friends. And not too long after that, my marriage fell apart and I needed a giver. And you're the first person that I've ever been friends with who was willing to give as much as receive. And I think that's probably the healthiest relationship I've ever had. And I'm grateful for that. You know, no one should have to put up with the insanity that I've dished out in the last year and a half. but
well,
a friend is someone who's there for you, you know, and you're there for them. And when you have that give and take, it really is something very special.
Mhm. Yeah, I'll have to agree with you there, you know. And, you know, I mean, like I said earlier in the program, I mean, I think everybody's made a bad choice, you know, or bad choices when it's come to who they, you know, they've trusted and let in their life. And it's not, you know, it's not because you're trying to take yourself out. It's just, you know, people present themselves as something that they're actually not, you know. But being able to see that and to recognize that as you make, you know, new choices, it's a matter of growth, you know, that we have all been on the in the process of, you know. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you just got back also from a trip. You were in Denver with your family, your mom,
yes,
dad, and your sisters and your family there. So, you know, and like I said, you know, even, you know, your family, but, you know, you also have those deep, you know, it's a form of a friendship, right? So you have you have had a few people, they've always had your back, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very special to me that I can call my family not just family, but my friend. You know, I want that with all my family.
Mhm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, we have also, Marty goes to my church, and we have a great, great group, right? Really super group. And there are a lot of people there that we can call, you know, really special friends also, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I think
church
is
a family also, you know, a family and friend. Your spiritual family.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really important. I mean, it's vitally important to have some people that you know that you can count on and go to, you know, and that you're part of that type of a community. But I also think, you know, being a part of a community of friends like a church, like our church, you know, is really important for, you know, so that you can contribute and, you know, you can also receive, you know, support and friendship, and you can learn things from the other people that are kind of going in your direction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're still my best friend. My best friend. My BFF.
BFF, that's right. BFF, best friends forever. I love you, Marty.
I love you too, Erica.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Great to talk with you, and I'll look forward to getting together with you when I get back to sunny Florida.
Can't wait to see you again. I miss you.
Can't wait to see you either. I miss you too. All right, well, you have a great day, and I will see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marty. So those are two of my really best friends, you know, my dad and my friend Marty. Just wanted to go ahead and finish up here. You know, what Marty and I were saying is so important, you know. You know, sometimes you have to look at who your friends are. Are they moving you forward or are they holding you back, right? John Kubler says, show me your friends and I will show you your future. Think about it. Show me your friends and I will show you your future. Who do you hang out with and are they headed in the same direction that you want to go in? I did a seminar a couple years ago and I did this exercise. I had, you know, they were at round tables that held like five or six people at a table. And I said, every table, get in a line and hold hands. But I picked one person in the middle of each line and I turned them around. So they were facing in a different direction, but they still were in the chain of holding hands. And I told everyone to take one step forward. So everyone did, but the people that were turned around were going in the wrong direction, right? So what happened is, like, the whole line of people couldn't really move forward because that one person was going in the wrong direction. You know, and that's just a metaphorical exercise to show if you have someone that's really going the other way and they're not about the things that you believe in, you know, it's fine to be acquaintance friends with them, to be at a, you know, not a very deep level. But when you know, the people that you actually share with and divulge your whole heart, you know, they should be the people that are going to build you up and encourage you and inspire you to move in the direction that you want to go, no matter what it is. If you want to be healthy, but, you know, you're hanging around friends that, you know, every time you get together, they don't respect your wanting to be healthy, but they are serving you pizza and, you know, whatever, you know, burgers and stuff like that, you know. And then you feel like you need to eat a burger or have a pizza because you don't want to offend them. I mean, be friends with them if they're great friends, but just avoid the meal times. Have coffee instead, right? You know, but it's just whatever, you know. I mean, like, if you want to stop drinking, but you're hanging around people that drink all the time, you know, I mean, that's not the direction you want to go in. You really authentically don't. But you may stay stuck in something that you don't want to participate in just because you're hanging out with these people. And the same thing about negativity, you know, are your friends negative or are they mean to you, right? I mean, there are different levels of friendship. The bottom line is, your best friends are people that you can trust, you can respect, you can rely on, people that have similar values as you do, and people that you can do life together with, right? You know, if there's no real relationship, if there's no honesty and vulnerability, then there's no real community. You know, you can have a coffee club, a social circle, a carpool, or people that like to watch, but you can never dig deep and count on these people to have your back, right? So think about your relationships, you know? And if you don't have the right kind of friends, you know, think about where you can find them. You know, maybe in a club, join, take up a hobby, go to church, you know, whatever floats your boat. You know what I mean? Like, look for groups of people that have similar interests. Go out and meet people and start walking a little ways and see if they're the people, the right people that you really connect with and that you can depend upon. Anyway, happy Labor Day, everyone. We are out of time. Again, I am Erica Black. You've tuned in today with Pull It Together with Erica Black on every Monday at noon here on blogtalkradio.com. Call me for a free coaching session, 513-646-0767. I love you guys. Have a great day and a wonderful week. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.